Yes, there's a good bit of evidence of microscopic meteors on the moon. Basically, when an object hits the surface of the moon, regardless of how large or how small it is, it causes a tiny explosion that is equal to about the same amount of TNT going off. You have to realize some of these objects that hit the moon are going literally tens of thousands of miles an hour. And when they hit, they explode. Since there's no atmosphere to slow it down, whether you're talking about a big object or a small object, when it hits the surface, it's going to explode. If it's tiny, tiny explosion. If it's large, big explosion. When you look at the moon, you see the craters. What you're seeing is the evidence of large objects that have hit the moon and exploded. If you go into a smaller scale and pick up a small rock and look at it, you see craters of small objects that have hit the rock. And then if you look even on a smaller scale, you still see craters. Basically, the moon looks the way it does as a whole. It looks the same way as you get closer and closer to the moon. If you're looking at big objects, small objects, or still smaller objects, it's all cratered. And that is the evidence of the micrometeorites, that is, tiny meteorites that have hit. The Apollo astronauts brought back a good sample of rock, something like about 70 kilograms, or about 150 pounds of rocks. And when these are examined, what you find is they are all cratered. Not only that, but you will also, if you leave something on the moon for a while, what you will also find is it gets slightly pitted as a result of the micrometeorites that are coming in. So there's plenty of evidence that you have micrometeorite bombardment on the moon even to this day.
The lander itself,
but some, I forget which probe it was that the astronauts were able to cut a piece out of and bring back.
Were
the surveyor probes, right, the surveyor probes that preceded the Apollo probes, and that does show evidence of pitting. That has occurred on the metal surface of the probe. It was very interesting because they cut off a cable and they brought it back. And not only do you have the evidence of the scouring that takes place from the micrometeorites, but interestingly enough, in the internal part of the cable, there were still some dormant life forms from Earth that were able to exist in spite of the very, very severe conditions that you find on the surface of the moon. Very interesting to see how tenacious life is.